Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a problem that afflicts many people. I'm sure for most of us it has probably troubled us at some point in our lives. That's the problem of low self-esteem. Perhaps that can lead to an inferiority complex. Many people today struggle with identity, trying to figure out exactly who they are in relation to the people around them, in relation to society and the world, what their value is to those around them, and to society and to the world. Unfortunately, so many people come to the conclusion that, by comparison perhaps to many others who appear to be so successful, they are a nobody. Listen again to the word of God to us through his apostle Peter in the last two verses of that section we just heard from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, the people who are God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. At one time you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. At one time you were not shown mercy, but now you have been shown mercy. Simply put, God's Apostle Peter is telling us here that there was a time when you and I were nobodies, lost and stumbling in the darkness of sin and death, doomed to die eternally in hell because of our sins. But now, by the grace of God, having been blessed to receive his mercy in Jesus our Savior, now we are his chosen people. And so each of us can boldly and confidently proclaim, I know that I am somebody. I am God's redeemed child, one of his chosen people. But unfortunately, there are so many people in our world today, billions of them, who continue to view themselves as nobodies, or perhaps they aren't even aware of their spiritual condition, because they're alienated and separated from God. They either don't know or they refuse to believe that God has made them his chosen people through his gift of mercy in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. By nature, spiritually, all people are nobodies because of our sinful nature that has produced so many sins of thought and word and action in our lives, and those sins, God tells us, separate us from him. Apart from faith in Jesus as the Savior, people see and understand life as little more than a daily gamble, a crapshoot. At best, they can only hope that the odds will be slightly in their favor. Win some, lose some, they might say, until finally life itself runs out and they face the hour of death without any real hope or anything good that lies beyond. I am a nobody. Well, that is always the result of not being connected in faith to the risen Savior Jesus, whom the Apostle Peter refers to in our text in verse 4 as the living stone. It's through Jesus the Savior that God restores those lost nobodies to status as God's own possession, his chosen people, people who can boldly and confidently declare, I know that I am somebody because of Jesus my Savior. The fact remains that just as people gamble with their tangible treasures so often in life, as well sometimes as with life itself, so they imagine that they can gamble with their immortal souls. What they don't know or refuse to believe is that apart from Jesus Christ, apart from faith in him as Savior, they will never become God's people. We can compare that, as just mentioned, to gambling all across our country. There are all different types of lotteries that states have set up, and with the idea that those lotteries and the proceeds from them will help to solve many of the state's financial woes, budget shortfalls. But of course, none of those lotteries have really solved any government budgetary issues. Certainly there is great personal financial gain for those fortunate few who win in those lotteries. But the saying is true that not all that glitters is gold. And the fact is that the disappointment of the vast majority of people who do not win far exceeds the lucky feelings experienced by the precious few who do win. There are many who have to be losers in order for a small few to be winners. It's even worse when we think of people either knowingly or unknowingly gambling with their soul's eternal welfare. Because in Satan's kingdom, everyone is a nobody. In our sermon text today, the Apostle Peter is telling us that in Jesus Christ, there aren't any losers. There aren't any nobodies. In Jesus Christ, we are those living stones who are built into a spiritual house, and we are part of His holy priesthood. Our service, our ministry, our spiritual sacrifices are acceptable to God through Christ Jesus, our Savior. Having received God's mercy through Jesus, we don't need to spend time questioning our personal worth or value. There's literally no gamble involved. We know for certain, I am somebody because I am one of the many living stones attached to my risen Lord and Savior, Jesus, the living stone, the cornerstone. In verse 10 we read, "Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God." You and I don't have to keep wondering day after day, am I a winner or a loser? Am I somebody or a nobody? You are a winner. In Jesus Christ, I know I am somebody. And the only way you can become a nobody is to reject the one who was rejected in your place through his rejection, his death and resurrection. He has become the living stone. Why would anyone choose to do something so foolish as to refuse to lay claim to what God freely gives to us in Jesus? Why be a nobody when in Christ you can be a somebody? But sadly, tragically, it does still happen. We see it all around us in the world today where people reject that free gift of personal forgiveness, life, and salvation through Jesus. Why do they do that? Maybe it's the glamour and the glitter that surrounds us in life that becomes more attractive to us in our eyes and in our hearts, even though it's all nothing but a gamble apart from Jesus. Sadly, it's a story that happens again and again in the lives of Christians who, while being God's somebodies through faith in Jesus, nevertheless, sometimes choose to revert to being nobodies. In order to fully appreciate and reap the benefits of being the somebodies that the Apostle Peter says that we are in Christ Jesus, we must constantly be reminded of what we were before we became a part of this chosen people of God, this royal priesthood and holy nation, God's own special possession. What was it like to be a nobody spiritually, to be separated from God, totally controlled by the sinful nature? Well, if our first ancestors, Adam and Eve, were here, we could ask them how they felt after their disobedience and fall into sin, after God confronted them with their choice of evil over against the good. They were sent out of that perfect and good paradise, the Garden of Eden, into a whole different life filled with toil and pain, anxiety, and fear. Ask any child how he or she feels when a parent has handed out punishment because of some wrong the child has done. Or as an adult, how do you feel when you have been chided or reprimanded for obviously good reasons? You deserved the reprimand. It's not a good feeling, is it? It never has been, and it never will be. Now suppose that there would never be any hope for improvement in that situation, that nothing would ever get better again. That is the way spiritually that we came into this life, born to live for a while and then to die. There's not much joy in that existence. About the best you can do in that situation is to grab for anything and everything that you can lay your hands on while you're here and hope that you might live long enough to get some enjoyment out of it. But what a gamble that is. You'll need to take every precaution. Be careful, watch out. The old grim reaper of death is busy slashing away with his sickle day in and day out. The Apostle Peter says, now you are the people of God. Now you have received mercy. Now we are somebodies. This means that we are those living stones, firmly and forever attached to the chosen and precious cornerstone, to the very Son of God and the Savior of the world himself, who is willing to be the stone the builders rejected, which has become the cornerstone. Isaiah, in his book of prophecy in chapter 53, had foretold it years before, prophesying about the suffering servant, the Messiah, God's promised Savior, and how he would suffer in our place. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. He took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And by his wounds, we are healed. And that rejection by humankind, Jesus spent his life and spilled his blood on behalf of the whole sin-infested world. And then he gloriously rose again from the dead to declare his victory, that he has made our victory, the victory of all humankind. And thus the whole world of nobodies was set free from sin's infection, each to become an important somebody claimed by God as his chosen people. And again, yet sadly, so much of the world continues to stumble in darkness with billions of nobodies still lost in their sin, still gambling with their very lives and eternal souls, hoping that they might get lucky enough to win before it's too late and their life is over or their time of grace runs out. They need to hear. They must hear the message that through the life, the ministry, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God is calling them out of the darkness of sin and death and damnation and hell into his wonderful light, the glorious good news of a perfect eternal future with him in heaven. Our Lord and Savior is counting on us, his chosen people, those who by his mercy alone are privileged to be a people belonging to God. He calls on us to declare the praises of him for what he has done for our salvation. I know by God's grace that I am a somebody. I am a redeemed child of God, purchased and won by the lifeblood of his own Son, brought into his own family through Jesus, the living stone, who was rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. Because God, in his grace and by the power of his Holy Spirit, has made me what I am, the most important somebody in his family, I rededicate myself to his mission of declaring to all people everywhere the wonderful acts of God. And in that way, may many more of the world's redeemed but still lost sinners be granted the privilege of receiving God's mercy, so that one by one, each might know the truth and be able to declare together with us, in Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I know that I am one of God's chosen people, now and for all eternity. Amen.